Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place of everything related to Amazon FBA, private label, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy. And today we bring another special guest. Her name is Eleonora, and she's the founder and CEO of Competitive Spark, which is one of the agencies out there that specializes on full account management for Amazon sellers. So I wanted to bring Eleonora because we had a conversation a couple of days back. I saw some of the things she was doing in the space, found it super interesting. She also speaks Italian, which I found very interesting because I was honest to her, like it's difficult to find people from Italy that really know their craft around the Amazon space. So for me, it's a pleasure to bring her today so she can share some of her wisdom when it comes to how successfully selling on Amazon. So Eleonora, pleasure to be here. Come stai? Tutto bene?
Sì, tutto bene. Thank you for having me.
And pleasure.
Hello to everybody.
Pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for coming. As I say, I've been seeing some of the things you've been doing, and it's definitely a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm sure you're going to share so much wisdom, especially in the PPC side of things. We're talking about, you know, that's some of the things you like to spend most of your time on. And we, at the same time, know that PPC is a thing that a lot of sellers struggle with, right? It's something that, unfortunately, you know, not a lot of people really get their head around in terms of how to effectively make it successful for the Amazon brand. And I'm sure today we're going to talk a little bit about that. So before we jump into that, though, I want to hear a little bit about who is Eleonora. How you discover your passion for Amazon? Like every single time I ask this question, there are so many different stories and I'm intrigued to hear yours. So tell us a little bit about how everything started for you.
So, it started around 10 years ago.
Wow.
So I wanted to try, I was a PhD student and I wanted to just make like a side hustle now and sell something on Amazon. Everybody was selling and it was like, oh, I am a seller, I sell. I'm gonna try. So I tried with my first product. I list everything, I started a PPC campaign, and actually, to be honest, it was a total disaster because I tried to say, okay, it's easy, let's go for it. It's nothing, you just go there, you play advertisement, yes, PPC, and give it an automatic campaign, done. No. So the first product was a disaster. So, but I tried again and I said, okay, let's try with the second one. But this time, let's try to make up for the error and mistake I did with the first one. So basically, the second one went much better. And I started studying, doing training on Amazon. And also, I think that the key point was that I try to experiment, doing some research, let's say, and try on my own product what kind of campaign, what kind of keyword, what kind of picture in the listing was working better. So testing until my product finally become profitable. So I can't say how happy I was at that time, no? It was extra money for me and everything was like great. That's awesome. You know, some of my friends say, yeah, you know, I want to sell as well. Can you help me? Because you already know how to do it. Can you help me?
Yeah.
And so I said, yeah, okay. Because I thought, okay, I can test, I can try new method, new campaign. And still at that time, there wasn't this much PPC diversity of campaigns. Because at the beginning, you know, there were just a few things, sponsored product. And then in the following years, it became what is today, no? This sort of maze.
The complex machine.
machine. So actually they were happy. And by word of mouth, more people contact me. And they said, okay, I'm going to pay you. Same. okay, maybe it's a job. And so I started consulting, I started managing. This is how all it started. It was like, all by itself, let's say.
Yeah.
The job chose me.
What a journey. I think, and it's funny because a lot of us, I find that we fall into the Amazon space, by mistake. You know, we wanted to do this as a side hustle, we start selling, or through a friend or something, then we figure out, you know, there are so many opportunities when it comes to only selling. And the same happened to me. I discovered the world of consulting and I fell in love with that. And here I am a few years later as well. So that's great. Now, regarding, you know, your specialty, you do pretty much full account management, but at the same time, we all know that when it comes to full account management, one of the key pillars of success is the PPC side of things, right? Because you can have very good copy, very good images and everything, but if you don't know how to position the product within the exact keywords that will drive performance to your product, then everything's going to go to waste, because Amazon, unfortunately, became a pay-to-win space, right? You cannot only put a listing and hope that people is going to find it on page 10, right? So it needs advertisement. So I guess from a PPC perspective and everything you've been doing lately, like, tell us a little bit about, you know, the challenges you've been seeing lately for Amazon sellers. I think that's an interesting point, because I feel like this year specifically, sellers are having a tough time. The fees are going up, you know, advertisements getting, the CPC is going up as well. Conversions, if you don't have amazing, you know, copy and creative, you're also struggling. So what is your take? Like, why are you seeing sellers struggling the most when it comes to PPC? Yeah.
So I've noticed in the past few years that the competition is gradually or maybe exponentially increasing. Because especially during COVID, a lot of people start selling everywhere, no? So Amazon, Shopify, eBay, and any other e-commerce. But as we all know, Amazon is the biggest platform, and most of the people started from Amazon, no? And so the competition rise dramatically. And so the thing is that now keywords that a couple of years ago at a certain price, now you see the same keywords like doubled in price. And maybe with a return that is half of it, no? So they are not anymore that competitive. So the thing is now try new strategy to target maybe, you know, long tail keywords or certain ASIN based on the strategy that convert better, that maybe give you a lower tacos, and give you a return at some point. No, because we all know at the beginning in the launch you won't make any money. You would probably, I won't say lose money, but invest. So the first couple, three to 6 months, then depend on the product, no? It's like an investing, a continuous investing. So basically, we usually see what is that. We have different clients. So we can have the little seller or the medium-sized seller or the one that, like, I want to be the best seller. My product has
make
to be
$1 million.
Best seller, like, in 6 months. So I don't have a budget. Tell me how much will it cost. So for these three situations, there are different strategies. And there isn't one strategy per situation, small, medium, big. It's like we try the strategy that usually work the most. If it doesn't work, we try something else. So this is the research, okay? The research period. And so, for example, in this period, I did a few launches for... let's say a small, medium-sized company. So basically, one of them was launching a second product. The budget wasn't really big. So we tried to be creative. So we tried maybe, you know, not targeting the main keywords. They were very expensive because their niche were highly... let's say medium high competitive. But we targeted the product. The product they were selling well.
Okay.
And just to appear on the page, to be there, to be seen, to get impression, to get
awareness.
People to know the brand. Awareness. Yeah. And I have to say that it worked. It converted really well. Not at the beginning, the first 2 months, not really yeah. well, because the people didn't know the product yet, no? It was new. Yeah. But then we saw in the half of the second month, third month, we start seeing the kind of higher click-through rate, high product sold, and the ACOS was decreasing.
Yeah.
So the strategy worked. The thing is that when you have a low budget, you have to keep in mind that it's going to take longer.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially if you spend like only like $10, $20, like some people are spending, like it's going to take you ages to really validate why it's the right cure for you, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Instead, when we have like a high budget, it's like a skyrocket because we can target better keywords as well as cheap keywords, as well as like long tail keywords or medium tail keywords. But one thing I never do when I launch a product that can be maybe interesting or useful for someone is run immediately auto campaign. I don't know if you do it.
Yeah, but I also agree that it's not a good idea because the system doesn't know what is your product about.
Yes. So Amazon is like try fit your product.
It's playing casino.
A little bit everywhere, no? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Russian roulette.
Yeah, exactly.
So I prefer manual targeting at least for the first month, because then Amazon is going to release the report every week. So at least he has 4 weeks of data, and then maybe get Amazon a chance to say, let's say if you work with Auto or no, but at least that Amazon has some data on it. And another thing I never do is point to the main keyword, because if you're launching a product, you maybe don't have any review, and you are competing with product with 100 or 1,000 review, depending on the niche, on the product. And this is not, and you're not going to win. You will never win with this kind of monster, no?
Yeah.
So I try the lower traffic keywords just to make some sale and grow and maybe make some money from these lower traffic keywords that are less expensive, and then reinvest that money in bigger keywords, in more highly trafficked keywords, no? Just to make the product grow. But I wait at least for 50 review.
Yeah.
Hopefully more than 4.5 stars.
Yeah. Yeah. That, which is very important. I mean, that's something people don't mention. Like PPC is built to enhance and, you know, and improve the visibility of your product, but it's not there to fix the issue that a product may have, which it could be due to quality and the product not really fulfilling the need of a specific niche, or your offer is not the right offer. So that happens all the time, because I'm sure you have this conversation with clients all the time that people say, yes, you're running PPC, but it's not making sales. And then we show them, yes, we are showing the right keywords, but the fact that you're showing the right keywords and you're not making sales, that means the issue is the product, it's not the PPC, right? But it's a difficult conversation.
No, I totally agree. I can tell you that once I had to tell one of my clients to withdraw the product because it wasn't working. They were gonna receive a lot of bad review. So we were like 2-star review. I said, this is not gonna work. So just get all all the stock with you. Have a look what is not working, fix the problem, and then the new product, put the new product on Amazon again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there is no way they were going to sell anything with 2 stars today on Amazon.
It's tough.
And in maybe fact, it's the only product.
maybe, that happens. Like if it's the only solution that fix that problem and nobody has discovered a niche and you're the only pro, people have to buy the 3-star review, right? The 3-star product. But other than that, that's never going to be the case. Now, you mentioned something there, which is budget. And I get this question all the time, and I'm keen to hear your take on this. People ask me, how do I budget how much I need to put toward advertisement when I launch? Because some people say 30%, some people say a fixed fee, some people say 50%. Do you have like a formula that you have uncovered throughout the years that works for you when it comes to that?
So I usually tell my clients that when they decide to sell a product, they have to do, like, I have £5,000, okay? So 2,000 are for the product and 3,000 are for the advertisement.
Okay.
Because for me, marketing is the most important part, because you can have a great product, but if you don't put it in front of anyone, no one is going to buy it.
Exactly.
So basically, I usually, depending on the product, and their budget. So if they tell me, okay, for the first month, give me an idea of one product, depend on the niche. Mm-hmm. There are niche there with £400, £600, if you want to get low. If you maybe don't want to spend too much, you can just start, okay?
Yeah.
Then if you want to do an aggressive campaign, it can be 2,000, 5,000. Depend, yeah. 10,000. Depend what is your niche, what is your product, how much aggressive you want to be, exactly. How much you want to go into the market. So usually, yes, we do a real tough background search, competitor research. We see where are we, what is the country. I call them like a country, no, because every country is different. That's a different economy, no? And on Amazon, it's the same thing. Every niche is different, no? There are expensive.
I think people think they can copy paste strategies, and that's not the case. And that's why people struggle a lot, because they go to YouTube or guides on the internet. They try to do this exactly the same campaign as a product for pets, and they do the same for supplements. It's a completely different game, you know. So that's why I wanted to ask you that. Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
I wish if that was the case, our life would be so much easier.
A lot. Everything in auto campaign. Yeah, we just use the same procedure for everybody, but it's not like that.
Yeah. Talking about that, I also want to talk about keywords, because I mean, there's so many tools out there. We also have brand analytics. So people get a lot of confusion out there. Like, where do I find the best keywords for my PPC? Because Healing 10 says something, Jungle Sky says something, Data Dive says something. Some guru says something randomly. I mean, you know. So how you as an expert when it comes to PPC are able to filter so much noise and really focus on the keywords that matter?
Okay, so of course we use a search software for keywords. We use Illion 10, and sometimes we couple it with Jungle Scout. Because, you know, as you said, as you mentioned, they sometimes give different results. But first of all, I usually go on the Amazon search engine and Google Trend. Because Google Trend, people search on Google Trend.
Yeah.
And sometimes they, from Google, search a product. The same thing. And there is the Amazon campaign. You know, the first bar on the Google search when you search for product. So people use on Amazon the same keyword they would use on Google. Google Trend is free. So anyone can go there. You just need to be careful to find the correct. Of course, also Google give sometimes, like, I want to sell flip-flop, and as a keyword, they give me, I don't know, chair and table.
Yeah.
I don't know. So you have to go through it, no, and have a look at what's happening. But I think that I always double check with Google Trend. And I always use the keyword from Google Trend, even if they are not on Illion 10.
Interesting. And with this, do you recommend, because that's another thing with keywords, how often you try new keywords? Because sometimes another mistake, people create campaigns and then those are the keywords they use forever. They don't keep harvesting new keywords and all that. Like, how often you recommend trying new keywords on your PPC as well?
So when we are in the first phase of the launch, we like let it go a little bit because we still need number. but then we monitor it and we run auto campaign and manual campaign like in parallel, because we use the auto campaign to harvest new keywords that works, and maybe we didn't realize it, no? Who knows? Or maybe Amazon start targeting product that we didn't consider, but that they are bringing sales. So we use the auto campaign and as well Google Trend. Because people learn from Google to search online. So
It's free, makes sense.
It's there, and has a lot of data. Because they search on Amazon, whatever they search on Google. So it's the same thing, just different name.
Now, I'm keen to also hear from when you do PPC, how you combine your strategy from also how this affects your organic exposure, right? Because we know PPC to some extent has to most of the time have a goal, which is also improve your organic exposure. Because if you only rely on advertising, unfortunately, it's very difficult that you become profitable, right? You need to also have some organic exposure. So when it comes to PPC, what advice do you have from a decision-making point of view that you take in consideration your organic position? Like, do you do things that you track keywords and based on the position you optimize your PPC? What is your take on that?
So yes, we track keywords and we also see how many, for example, we check the organic sales when we start getting organic sales. And then we track keywords, so we see how they convert, we see how many times people search on the keywords, during time, the amount of items sold by PPC and organically change. Because at some point, the percentage of products sold organically overcome the one sold by PPC, no? And this is what we're going to do. We're going to try to make our product famous so people directly see our product or search for the brand, which is our goal, no? So we always, we mainly work with private label. So they are all brand registered, and with the brand registry, we have access to a lot of report that you don't have otherwise. So we can monitor that better, how the keywords are performing and which one is finally giving more sale organically, what people are looking for. And so, but the thing is, usually, as I said earlier, according to the budget. So if the budget is low, I try to grow a few keywords, maybe less expensive, and try to get them organized. So the people that start appearing the product on the first page for the keywords, at that point, we can just focus on something else. Because we don't need anymore to put the budget on the keyword because it's already working. We already have it in the first page because everything second, third, fourth, it's like good luck with that. So nice. Maybe the second, maybe still someone go to the second page, but whoever went over, I don't know, 6, 7 page? I don't know. So once they start ranking, we just move to more to other keywords and we move the budget. If we don't have any problem of budget, it's much more enjoyable and fun.
Yeah, of course. I know. Now, when it comes to this, people usually also encounter issues, right? So they encounter issues where certain keywords don't get impressions, they don't show, or whatever budget you get to certain campaigns, they just don't perform. So I'm sure you have experienced some of this troubleshooting. And I want to bring this to the table because people all the time in social media, what happens if a keyword doesn't give impressions or clicks, or it doesn't perform here and there? Or sometimes people have an issue that they move a keyword from an older campaign to a newer campaign, and they don't have the same performance or higher CPC. Like, have you experienced this, first of all, these issues? And second of all, how you mitigate some of them?
Yes, of course. I had a few clients say, oh, but we are targeting this keyword, but it's not showing. What they don't understand is that this is a bidding strategy. Mm-hmm. So the highest paying win. Moreover, if you, for example, so if you want to target a keyword in particular, you should do a campaign with the keyword only. Because if you create a campaign with 10, 20 keywords, and you have, I don't know, £500 budget, maybe other keywords are going to take all the budget, and the keyword instead you want to push is not getting any. Because Amazon split the budget, the overall budget, over all these kind of keywords. Yes. So if you want to be sure that your keyword is going to appear for, your product is going to appear for that specific keyword, you have to create, so we create a campaign with the keyword only. With that one product, one keyword. And we know that if we have £300, the £300 will be spent only on the keyword. Yeah. This is the only way we found to get it done.
Yeah, I know. And another mistake that comes with that is just talking about the quantity of keywords on a campaign. I'm sure you have seen these campaigns where people put 100, 1,000 keywords on a campaign, and then they ask themselves why only 5 or 10 are only expanding. And I'm sure you have experienced that. Like, first of all, what is your take on that? Like, should you have a limited amount of keywords or not? And second of all, do you believe campaigns should be divided by type of targeting, like only exact, only phrase, only broad? Because some people say no, some people say yes. So I want to hear your take on that.
So, for harvesting keywords, I believe in phrase and broad. But with a limited budget, because you know you're going to get everything. If you want to target like Kendall, and then Amazon is going to give you like 200,000 keywords that it's going to target. Okay. So you have to be careful. But you can find keywords that it intended a mention. But when you want to rank or when you want to target some keyword, I go for exact all the time. And not too many keywords.
Okay.
So low keywords, we don't need to target at the beginning 10,000 keywords, 1,000 keywords.
Yeah.
We need that a certain number of keywords that can also be 20, 30, okay? Just to get our product to rank in the first page of one of these keywords so we can start go organically and sell organically. This is the first thing. Rank the product in the first page or one is keyword. That's it.
Yeah.
And the only way is using exact keywords. So we are sure that Amazon is putting you in the, I don't know, how do you, what do you do differently? How do you do that?
Yeah, I do the same. Like, I also believe in exact, of course, is pure for ranking. And then phrase and broad is for harvesting. And I, of course, I prefer to divide them, like, usually on phrase campaigns, broad campaigns, exact campaigns. And then, which is something some people do, some people don't do. I try to negate exact on my phrase and broad, so there's no, they don't pretty much research the same keywords. And then I try to limit it for 5-10 keywords per campaign, so the spend is evenly distributed. Yeah,
I agree, 100%. Yeah. So the expenditure is more taking under control.
Exactly. Now, so we can start concluding. Like, what are some of the things maybe you think people should be aware in 2024 when it comes to PPC? Like, maybe new things in terms of how to optimize campaigns, how to read certain reports. Is there something, some insight you want to share so we can conclude in terms of this is why you should be aware in 2024 for PPC?
So I would say that the only report they need is the search report that has a bunch of information. So if you are starting, you want to don't get confused with 1 million flat file or information. Just go with the search report. That's it. There is everything you need. There are the keywords, there are the impressions, there is the sales, and everything. And make things simple. So don't go, even if Ilium 10 give you 10, 300 keywords for your product with like more than 10,000 sales per month, let's say, let's do a sort of filtering, no? you don't have to use all of them. Even if all of them are fit your product. Start with 10, with 20. Start with 10. Test 10 keywords. Don't test the highest traffic keyword. Test the like the medium low, because you have to try, you have to test, you have to experiment. When you figure it out what works, then you can go like hard and strong with that, no? Yeah. And try more things, but start small.
Awesome. That's amazing, Eleonora. So thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. In case, you know, people want to reach out to you, I know you do this with your company. You know, in case they want to ask you more questions about PPC, how people can find you?
They can find me on my website, www.competitivespark.com, or by email, info@competitivespark.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Eleonora. It's a pleasure. And the next one we do is going to be in Italian, you know?
Yes. Yeah, of course. It will be a pleasure. Finally. Yeah. In Italian.
Finally. Some content in Italian. Cool. Thank you so much. A pleasure. Yeah. Have a nice one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The E-Commerce Lab by EcomC. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomc.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomc.